What's up, YouTube? I am 2 months and 2 weeks on T. I have been completely not keeping up with my videos like usual, but I've just been really busy, but I wanted to make sure I made one and keep you updated with all my changes. My voice has changed insanely amount, obviously, since then. That's probably my number one favorite thing going on right now. My shoulders and my chest have been just bulking up. Like, I've been eating so much. I ate like 4 pieces of pizza last night, and I was like, oh my god, I'm scared I'm gonna be gaining a ton of weight, which I have been since I started T. I've gained about 10-ish pounds. So that's not awesome, but it's totally fine. Like I said, my shoulders have squared up a lot, like the backs of my shoulders. My chest tissue has like diminished by a lot. I mean, it's way smaller. I have some pictures that I'll probably post later on, in comparison to it. My voice, my facial hair is coming in, and that's pretty cool. I like it a lot. It's weird to get used to at first because, I mean, it's never something that you thought would actually naturally happen, but it does. And then what else do I got to tell you? I'm breaking out still. Part 7. My face isn't that bad. It's like leveling out, I guess. But my arms on my like biceps, and my shoulders and a little bit on my back, have been breaking out like crazy. So I kind of have to shower a ton to make sure that it doesn't get out of control. It sucks, but it's just part of the process. I went to my appointment, to get my, check my blood work and make sure everything was good to go. And they said that my testosterone levels were like 1200, so it was like way like peak of a male. So my endocrinologist was like, you're no longer a female, and that was a great feeling. And we also talked about estrogen blockers, which are normal. Like, apparently he uses them often to be able to make sure that your testosterone isn't converting into estrogen. And it turns out that my T levels are staying the same, and since I have not been having symptoms of like aggression or anger or stress, like, it's just I've just been handling it really well. My body's been handling it really well. He said that there's no need for estrogen blockers, which is really great. I don't want to be on anything I don't have to be on, so that made me feel pretty cool. He called a nurse and was like, oh wow, look at this special case, you know, that we don't actually need estrogen blockers for. So it made me feel really good. He mentioned like it's kind of like my body letting me know that it's supposed to be there in the first place. So that was really cool. It really meant a lot to me. I'm super excited for everything that's been, you know, going on and changing. I'm a little over 2 months on T, feeling great, feeling awesome. I'm just so thankful to be able to transition, and I will catch you guys up next time I get a chance to make a video, which hopefully will be soon. See ya!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.